There we go. I got a fresh thing of eggnog. Thank you, Judith, wherever you went, for the eggnog.
So glad there was some left after that.
There sure. Come on. Man, what, you been hanging out with Rick Winnow over there or what? Ah, Jocko of Jocko Ranch and Two Dumb Dogs Productions. Thank you, sir.
There we go. Hello, welcome back to Rock On Radio. I am Danny Coleman, and right now on the phone, I believe we have Mr. Paul Nelson.
How are you, Danny?
Okay, Paul, how are you, my friend?
Happy holidays to you.
Oh, you got it, sir. Yes, sir. Same to you. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that fun stuff.
Thanks, buddy.
So you have you're nominated for a Grammy this year, right?
This is I got the first one for Step Back with Johnny, and then for producing and playing on Joe Louis Walker's new album, which was an honor as well. And yeah, just got the news last week.
Very excited. Fantastic. Now, you won one with Johnny Winter. Now, actually, we should, although you're not a stranger to me or this program, we should tell everybody exactly who you are and what you do.
I'm a buddy of yours, and we're on the phone.
You are Mr. Paul Nelson, and you were basically Johnny Winter's right-hand man.
Yep.
And
producer,
yep. And you won a Grammy for which Johnny won posthumously, of course.
Yep.
For his album, which was called Paul.
Yep.
Oh, Johnny's album that he won the Grammy for. The name is escaping me. Help me out.
Step back. Yeah.
Okay.
Step back. I played on I'm a Blues Man, which was the first one I recorded with them. I wrote songs for them. The second one, Roots, I produced and played on. And then the third one, Step Back, I produced for him. And unfortunately, he passed away, but he did hear the whole album. So he enjoyed it, and he was very proud of it. And that had Clapton on it. Johnny Clapton and I playing together. Same with Billy Gibbons, Joe Perry. Ben Harper, Leslie West, Dr. John. It was a great project. And Johnny, as you know, was having quite the comeback, which is reflected in the movie that just came out, Down and Dirty. But this was part of it.
Great. Now, what was that like playing with? Playing with Johnny Winter is.
That was great. And then all these other, other notables. It was an honor and a privilege. Yeah, it was fantastic. I mean, I've always played, and I played before I met Johnny, but this was very special to actually get to play with an idol of yours and then help him like he helped Muddy in some respect. He honored, respected Muddy and got to play with him, and I respected Johnny and got to play with him, so I guess it was kind of like passing it forward, and I was very appreciative. He enjoyed my playing and my talents, and I was very honored, and I'm just going to keep on the tradition. I was honored to play with Johnny Winter. There weren't too many guitar players that played with him, and so I was very honored for him to have me play with him, produce him, and
And you did it well. Actually, where I saw you with him and where I met you there for that meet and greet that time is... literally across the river from where I am right now. You were in New Hope, Pennsylvania. We're in Lambertville. So see how things come full circle?
Absolutely. Yeah. I went to Berklee College of Music. I studied with Steve Vai, Steve Kahn, Mike Stern. So I was a session guy, and that's where I met Johnny. And, he saw something in me that he felt would work with him, and we played together for years. But then this friendship and trust developed to the point where he asked me to help him out, career-wise. And like I said, that's in that documentary that came out. But, he had quite a comeback.
Oh, that's great.
Drug-free, very clean, everything was out of his system. He was loving everything. I mean, the smoking got him in the end, emphysema. But other than that, he was really enjoying, that part of his career and his life.
Right. Well, and you know, yeah, it's a shame because, like you had said, he had just things had straightened out for him, and well, yeah, and it's the other day I heard actually on B.B. King's Bluesville on XM Radio was the tune that he did with Muddy Waters and James Cotton.
Oh, fantastic!
Yeah, that was some good stuff.
I think it was Break It Up, Break It Down.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I don't remember what the title was, but yeah, it was out of this world.
Yeah, I helped put that together. They found there was a janitor sweeping somewhere next to a dumpster at Blue Sky or one of the labels, and they found these master tapes, and they were live recordings of, you know, when after Johnny and Muddy did Hard Again and those albums, they went out and toured for a little while live, and they found those recordings, and I got that phone call, and they were like, "Do you want to put this out?" I'm like, "Hell yeah!"
Oh, that was good stuff. That was great
that was
stuff.
Part of that, yeah. So I had a lot to do with putting that together, even the art direction and the, you know, whatnot. But
right.
Yeah, so that was a serious recording, and you know, Johnny played for years live. I mean, you know, everybody likes Captured Johnny Winter Hand and Captured Live. But those were two shows out of thousands of shows during that period, and there's still more stuff, you know, in the can ready to come out. So, his legacy will last forever. And fortunately, he had such a comeback towards the end that it gives you that catapult that really keeps you going as an artist. So I'm happy that I was part of that, that he enjoyed, you know, being clean and sober and all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah.
I mean, he was a monster. He was, you know, I have recordings where he even made Hendrix look like he had, you know, training wheels. It was,
I bet. Yeah.
And we all knew that.
Right.
You know, all the Johnny fans, you know, not just because I was close to him, but we all knew that he was, I mean, he had the slide playing, the regular playing, and the singing. Three things.
Yeah, he was a triple threat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then Edgar's no slouch either.
Yeah, right. I saw Edgar at the last year. I saw Edgar at the Cutting Room. And
Right.
In New York City. It was a great show. Great show.
Yeah, I've played with Edgar a bunch of times. I played Frankenstein and Free Ride and all those classics, and boy, that was fun.
Yeah, he hasn't lost a step. I wasn't sure what to expect, but he was fantastic.
No.
Blew me away.
Absolutely. Full energy. The band's great. It's all good. They're all good friends.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now you have some things going on right now.
I've been a little busy. I can't stop. I mean, Johnny took me under his wing, and he always said, you know, Paul, if you're going to help me out with my career in that respect, I don't want it to take away from you. He was a fan of my playing, and he wanted me to continue. And he was always behind me and the stuff I did. You know, he said, Paul, I hear you play a lot of stuff that even I can't do, but I'm glad that you're playing blues with me. So he said, I want you to pursue this, and I would have anyway. I'm glad that I got his blessings even when he was around. And, so I put out my own album. That actually got in the round one of the Grammy nominations. I had, like, two things in the works, and the album is called Badass Generation. It came out to great reviews. I was really happy about that, and these were musicians that I had handpicked over a few years, and it's great. And then I had a couple Christmas songs too that are all over the place.
Right, I've got the one queued up now, Christmas Tears.
Oh, the Freddie King classic, yes.
Yes, and what made you pick that one?
I wanted to do something that was traditional. You know, guys like Clapton and myself and tons of other artists are into Freddie King, all the Kings. So this was...
the Three Kings.
Exactly. And this was one that my singer, I don't like to say my singer because he's the world singer, but I had produced him a few years ago over in Europe. And he was on The Voice, one of the top finalists on The Voice in Europe. And I knew he would nail this song. I knew it was perfect for him. And so So we did it, and there's actually a YouTube video that we put out. And what we did was we had each musician that's playing on it record from a different part in the world. They're performing the song as a backing track. So if you have a chance to, anyone has a chance to go on YouTube and see it, realize it's not just done in one spot. The drummer was in somewhere in Germany, Amsterdam, is where the singer was. The bass player was in Texas, and I was up in Canada or something. And it's really proud of that. And we did it all in black and white, so it came out really cool. But it's a great tone, and I really had fun with it.
Your mastering engineer is going to love you.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You know.
They love it when you guys do that sort of stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, we put all this stuff together for you guys.
Yeah,
you know?
I get it.
The best product so that, you know, when you crank it, you have something to be proud of and something that really has a lot of substance to it. So
yeah,
we're
right.
Always thinking about how's this going to sound once it hits you.
And once it hits, hits us, smacks us right in the face.
Exactly. So, yeah, that was a good one. And we also did... We did a remake of a Slade Christmas song called "Merry Christmas, Everyone," which is like a rock thing. The band is a mixture. We're very into retroizing 70s kind of vibe. The blues part of the 70s, the rock part of the 70s, the jam part. Well, so many different styles came out of that period. So the word "badass generation" describes how everybody describes something now. Everything's badass, and you know this is badass, and oh, what a badass guitar, what a badass. So this is just this generation saying how badass that generation was. So that's where it came about. And the cover was thought about. I wanted an iconic thing that most represented that period, so I figured a cassette would be the way to go. So
okay.
That's
oh, nice. Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? How can we find you, Paul?
Google Paul Nelson and just click. it's you know, the website, all the socials, all the social media, Facebook, obviously musician band page that everyone has, website, paulnelsonguitar.com. And then, you know, the release is worldwide on Sony. So that's out. The two Christmas songs are on individual Christmas albums. And I'm already starting to work on the album.
Okay. Well, we're going to go to Christmas Tears right now. And, Paul, thank you so much for calling in and being part of the 8th Annual Rock on Radio Christmas Spectacular.
Yay. Wow. What a title.
Forever. It'll forever.
Thank you.
Forever be on your Google.
Oh, that's good. That's a great thing about, yeah, exactly. That's a great thing about Christmas songs. Once you make a few, they're forever.
Correct.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, Paul, thank you so much for calling. Best of luck. And
all right, buddy.
We're going to play Christmas Tears right now, my friend.
All right, and I'll see you when we're down the area.
You got it. I hope so. Have a good night. Rock on. There we go. Now, we are going to play this. Paul Nelson from Johnny Winter. This is... We all set there, Rob?
I hear sleigh bells ringing, but I haven't heard a word from you in years. I hear sleigh bells ringing, but I haven't heard a word from you in years. I
There you go. Welcome back to the 8th Annual Rock on Radio Christmas Spectacular. That was Paul Nelson of the Johnny Winter Band and doing his most recent Christmas release, Christmas Tears. Yay. But right now, I'm going to get up off of this thing here. Dare I turn this over to you?
Okay. Coming up next is Danny Coleman, Rich Chalandra.
I am going to spend some time with my next guest up there, Mr. Rich Chalandra. He of, as we spoke of earlier, we are going to do a tune of Richie's from his latest project, Flying Dreams.
Flying Dreams.
So you tell Santa about that while I get myself situated.
Okay, let me hear all about that.
Hey, Santa.
Where's my co-host?
Oh, Cal's coming up? Cal, come on.
Go ahead. Tell us all about it.
Flying Dreams is my new band. Danny's going to join me on percussion. Flying Dreams is my new band, new record, tour 2017. And this is a song off the record called Two Hearts Touch. And then we have a surprise song after that.
Nice.
But everyone's going to... Oh, I shouldn't say anything.
I won't give it away.
Okay. You got to get in the video. So, Cal, how you been?
Is this thing working?
Yeah, man.
Am I on air?
Yeah, you're on something.
I always get nervous that nobody's going to hear me.
Danny left us liquor in the way.
All right. I've been good. It's been 3 days since I saw you.
Has it been three or two?
Something like that.
Yeah.
You're in costume again.
I am.
It's a little bit different. It's a little incongruous because I saw you as Santa.
This is my new Santa outfit when I'm not in my Santa outfit.
Okay.
This is my new... I'm going to challenge you, since you play out. I want everybody to play at least one gig in their pajamas. It is so freeing, trust me.
Okay.
It's like the best thing you can do.
I will.
Okay, now you guys can carry on.
Oh, thank you.
Now I give you Rich and Danny.
Okay.
There you go. You all set?
I am.
Thank you.
It's a song from Flying Dreams called Two Hearts Touch.
In. Two hearts touch, love begins. Inside out, words so true. From the inside out, honey, I fell in love with you. Mountain, deep into the sea, and keep believing until it comes to be. I love to sing this song, cause when I do, you sing along, and I'm so happy when you do, cause all good things come back to you, to you. Whoa, whoa, I love her eyes, I love her smile, love the way she makes me feel. Whoa, whoa. She walks through life, she's so alive. Her kisses taste like ruby wine. Whoa. I lift my hands to the sky. The light returns to my eyes. Here we go.
inside out, outside in. Two hearts touch, love begins. Inside out, words so true. From the inside out, honey, I fell in love with you.
Very nice, very nice.
Thank you, Flying Dreams.
Very nice.
And Danny Coleman.
Are you guys going to give us another one?
Yeah, we're going to do another one.
Excellent.
Let's do a Christmas song called War Is Over by John Lennon. Hey, come on, everybody, join me up here. Bring your guitars, bring your voices. Let's play this for Christmas. Let's do it.
Where are the musicians?
Musicians.
More wine.
Oh, Cal.
More wine. More eggnog.
Marianne.
Oh, and the musicians.
Sophia. Mr.
Here
Jones.
They come. They're filing in.
Mr. Winnow.
This is like the Ark. They're filing in two by two. Oh,
look at this. Wow, this is a surprise. Come closer.
Judith, you sing, don't
Kevin
you?
Toth.
Well, come join us.
Come join us, please. This is fun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Santa's here. Santa's come closer.
We have nobody running the radio show right now. That's good. That's good.
Wow, this is good.
See, Rob, I told you, you never know what's going to happen at a Christmas spectacular.
Oh, you could sing.
Did everybody sing?
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun, the near and the dear ones, the old and for weak and for strong, for rich and the poor one, the world is so wrong. And so happy Christmas for black and for white, for yellow and red ones. Let's all stop the fight. And what have you done? Another year over, a new one has begun. And so this is Christmas.
Everybody.
Oh,
Talk till I get back there, will you? Richie,
so,
have a seat. Marianne,
this is quite
have a seat.
Quite a crew
Once
here.
Once I get back there, we'll ask
we got
Santa
Kevin,
to
we got
we'll
Sophia,
talk to
we got Cal,
bit,
we got Rick,
and,
we got
we're
Rich.
Gonna move on over.
We got Danny Coleman over there, Farine, and playing with his rum balls. Is that what they are? Is that what you're playing? Rum balls? I don't know. I keep hearing about rum balls. I don't know. What do I know? So, Soph, what have you been up to?
Recording.
Oh, yeah, we did this already.
Yeah, we did this already, but I'll tell you again.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
Tomorrow I have a final.
Good for you.
10 in the morning.
Studying hard.
Right now I am, yeah. I'm doing so much studying right now. I've got a calculus final. And then I'm moving out of my apartment and heading back home. And then I'm going to be home for about a month for a winter break.
A month. And then you have to go back.
Then I have to go back.
You have to go back.
Yeah.
And I'm going to Jersey City tomorrow and sit with 300 kids.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll probably get sick as a dog, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, probably.
We'll see. That's what happened to me last year.
Take some vitamin C before you go.
Oh, look. Danny Coleman's back to host his own show.
Oh, it's Danny Coleman.
Imagine that.
Welcome back, Danny.
I'm actually doing so.
Oh, no. We got him all nervous. He's not used to getting interviewed.
It's the eggnog.
So what have you been up to for the last 2 months? I haven't seen you in a while.
I know you haven't, Santa. Imagine that.
I know.
I've been very busy, actually.
I know.
Now I lost my glasses.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, there they are.
But you still have your rhythm.
I don't even know about that. I've had half a glass of eggnog. That's it tonight.
That's it, huh? That's a half a glass
it's highly
more.
Highly unusual for me.
That's half a glass more than I'm going to have tonight.
Usually after the first. Well, I know. You don't. You keep making me sad with that.
I know. Well, I mean, nobody's throwing coins at me or anything either.
I get that. Well, I want to thank everybody for coming out to the Rock on Radio Christmas Spectacular. Can I ask you two, how long are you hanging around?
5 more minutes.
Oh.
I have to drive.
I get it.
Yeah.
I know. You get along. You be careful on Route 29 out
I will.
There.
I will.
A lot of deer we saw on the way here.
Ooh, scaring right. me a little
I'm
bit.
I'm telling you, a lot of deer. We
I
saw,
didn't see any.
No,
keeping me awake.
I have the owner of Two Dumb Dogs Productions.
Okay.
And the proprietor of the Jocko Ranch is out there in the hallway. Mm-hmm. And he was my deer spotter. He spotted several on the way here. Yeah.
That's my biggest fear when driving. I was on the turnpike one time, and I saw a deer on the turnpike. A guy had gotten into a really horrible car accident. Just Ooh. A deer came on the. And ever since then, I'm like, I'm going to die because a deer is going to come at me.
No. They might tax that deer for being on the turnpike. Or charge him a toll, but they wouldn't
Guaranteed.
Do that to
you. I got a call one morning. My daughter was driving back to the University of Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And bye, see you later, have a good. About 45 minutes later. Dad, I just killed Bambi.
Oh.
I was like, what? In a little teeny Toyota.
And my insurance.
And she killed the car, too.
Yeah, right? Oh, boy.
I felt really bad for her.
I'm glad she was okay, though.
She's fine.
Well, I'm assuming you didn't say otherwise.
No, she's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, she has now graduated and had got married and had a little of her own.
She has a deer, of her own.
A couple of little deers. So she has a beautiful 2-year-old child.
Probably watches Bambi, too.
Yeah, her
so
second
great.
Child will be named Bambi.
That's perfect. Well, thank you, Sophia.
Thank you,
Thank
Danny.
You for my lovely gift, which I had put on the table so everybody could see. But
I had to move it because I was scared to drink it.
Oh, see what happens when I leave Santa unattended?
Is it brown?
Yes.
Is it what I think it is.
It's yes. Gentleman
okay.
Jack.
Well, when I used to drink, I only drank vodka.
See, those.
So you're safe.
Soph's So yeah, see, and she purchased it, which I still find
she's
amazing.
21 I know. Now.
I had a beer with my daughter last night. She's 21.
Oh wow!
How scary is that?
I had a few beers with my dad on my 21st.
Nice.
That was interesting.
I thought maybe he would come along.
But I also had a few beers with him before my 21st. No, I didn't. I didn't. I'm not incriminating my parents.
No, that would never happen.
No. What?
That would never, especially since Helen probably didn't know. Well, I thank you very much, Sophia.
Yeah, of course. I'm not going to keep you. Thank you for having me. I'm sorry I couldn't stick around too much longer.
It's always a pleasure to see you. And get that music to me, will you please?
Yes,
when you get
absolutely.
It done?
I'll let you know when everything's going to be released, and then I'll be sending everything to you to
can
play.
We, can we?
Hopefully on the station.
I don't want to put any pressure on you.
No pressure.
Like some other radio guys we know. But, you know, possible world premiere of this disc, maybe on a Rock on Radio
yes,
episode?
Absolutely. Okay. I'll be getting in touch with you on some dates. Maybe I can come in and
beautiful.
Promote some stuff, maybe, possibly.
Oh, of course you can. You know cool. that. You have carte blanche. This is your 758,000th appearance on Rock on Radio. Sophia does hold the record, you know.
She, does she? How
oh,
many?
Yeah,
come on, how many? Do you know?
What Danny just said. I can't repeat that
no,
number.
No, it's not that. It's not that big. But do you know how many it is?
I don't, actually.
I think I'm up to about 10.
No. She
I hit, know you're more than
oh,
10.
Oh, I have surpassed.
I know you're more than 10.
She I'm, hit 10 like 5 years
I think
ago.
I've been on three times this I think I was on three times this year.
Maybe.
I was on with Kenny. Was that this year?
No, that was last year.
That was last year?
You were on with...
I was on with Darren, with, DJ, and, yep. and Kenny.
Mm-hmm. No, and, that was Dee Dee.
No, it was Darren.
Okay. Darren and Dee Dee.
Me and Dee Dee came with Darren.
Right.
And I came with Kenny. Mm-hmm. Was that 2016?
Well, maybe. I don't think,
you're
I didn't
worse
think
than
so.
I am.
I didn't think so, I think but
this
hey.
Is, I think this is my third
I'll have
time.
To look back.
I think this is my third time this year. This is why I take
speaking,
pictures.
Speaking of looking back, I want to thank Gary Ween of New Jersey Stage. He messaged me today and told me he's putting together a little bit of a expose type of thing on all the work that I've done writing for New Jersey Stage for the last 6 months. He said he wanted to do it for the year, but there was just too much. So he's taking the last 6 months.
Nice.
And putting together a nice piece for the magazine coming up. So I want to thank him for that. I want to thank him for all the opportunities he gives me as well. So over there at New Jersey Stage and my friend Joe at Concert Blogger and Kim at The Rock Rag for taking me in like a wayward child and allowing
homeless,
me to
a homeless waif we call that
a homeless waif that's right and allowing waif. Me to bring my my writing to their fine online publications so
that's great.
Nice
and I want to write the review on the SOF CD.
Ooh.
Well,
see? Is it a CD? Is it singles? We don't know yet. Ooh. Ooh, are we in suspense?
But she's not going to tell you till Tuesday till or Tuesday. Maybe Thursday.
Yeah, I know. Let's see.
We'll
I don't know.
We just have to see.
Her mother just posted something on Facebook.
Oh,
here
we go.
See what she says.
What does Helen have to say?
I don't know what Helen has to say. We're gonna look right now and see what Helen has to say here. Oh, she put up the picture of all of us.
Oh, wonderful!
Oh, that was
from
nice
doing the doing a tune with Richie.
Very nice.
And we're
thank
actually,
you, Helen.
I'm going to actually ask you both to kind of vacate because we're going to bring Marianne over
okay,
here
absolutely.
And Richie over here and go get some food, will you?
Did you get
any already?
There's no vegetarian chili.
There never will be.
There never
I'm just
will
telling
be.
You right now. So don't get your hopes up like ever.
Ever.
Give me the naughty list.
Don't
I'll
have
give
any
you the
vegetarian vodka either.
No, oh well, yeah.
Danny, I just wanted to say thank you again, and I'll be seeing you soon, and you'll be hearing from
always
me soon.
Been.
I hope so, kiddo.
Absolutely.
I miss you. You know, you're down
I
there
miss
in school.
You.
We no more open mics. No more jamming. No
I'm
more
sorry.
All kinds of. I know. How dare you better yourself?
I suck.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And
Merry Jumas.
And I'll Merry Jumas. That's right. And I will tell your mom Merry and dad Jumas. And, you know, wish them the best and your brother.
Oh, absolutely.
For me.
Absolutely.
And I will be in touch.
Yeah, sounds good.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Soph here on the Rock on Radio Christmas Spectacular. Yay. Made the drive from Rowan University way down in Vineland, which, what'd you do, leave yesterday to get here on time? Or what?
No, I left on Friday.
Oh, there you go. See? Great. Soph. I'm saying soph, not soap. Soph. So I am being joined right now. We still have, well, it's coming up yet. We still have Kevin Toft. We have Astronaut Jones. We I have we have Judith Marchand is here. We have Cal Schwartz is here. We have all kinds of people to come up and talk to us yet. And it's spectacular. Still got a little less, just a hair under an hour and a half to go.
Wow.
I see that. So.
Hello.
Seems like I've been spending a lot of time with you guys.
You sounded great up there, man.
That you did.
You look at this picture. I'm looking at you like, what are you doing now, Richie? I'm trying to watch your hands because I wasn't sure where you were going.
That was a surprise. That was a bit of right? a nice.
So what's, talk to me. What's going on good?
Back on the road, 2017, Flying Dreams, new band. And this is the CD cover. It's me on the back. I wanted that to be the front.
God, that guy on the back looks just like you.
Now
that was designed by
Jay Petsko.
And?
It was painted by Annie Haslam. I just did a good 4 years with Renaissance on the road with them, and she painted. She is, of course, the lead singer for Renaissance, and she painted this for me. And then Jay put it together. And here we go.
Flying Dreams, which can be found where?
This is found on my website now. It's coming up on The Orchard, which is a digital site like iTunes. It's a high-def digital site. And you could find it in vinyl in spring of 2017. Vinyl is the new, hip, nice thing.
What is your website?
Oh, my website. Okay.
I was just going to let him go.
I thought everyone knew that. So it's my name. It's R-Y-C-H-E. My first name, Chlanda, and then flyingdreams.com.
Yes, there you go.
No, Rich Chlanda, flyingdreams.com. Now, as I said earlier, before he arrived, Rich was also a member of Nectar and Fire Ballet.
Yes.
And his pedigree runs long and deep.
It does.
Right now it's in Lambertville. Oh, geez. Well, right now it's in Lambertville. Whoa.
I love Lambertville.
I got to start drinking because I'm knocking stuff over sober.
Did you already have some of your eggnog?
I had half a cup.
And that's what it did to you?
That's it.
Wow.
Somebody get this man some more eggnog.
Right?
He needs another hit.
It's kicking. Oh, and Danny?
Yes.
I had some of your chili outside.
Did you?
Kicks. World class.
Yeah, it's a little
chili.
Spicy this time. A little spicier.
I like
a little
it.
More spicy than
I
usual.
Like it. I love it.
Oh, good.
It's world class chili.
Good. I'm glad.
I'm going to have some more after this.
Oh, God. Even better. Leave,
if there's any left.
Even better.
Eggnog and some chili and, hey, man, you know.
Now you have come with...
With Marianne.
With our sponsor from NeoZoe, Ms. Marianne Costello, who's got all kinds of big things going on.
Yes, I do.
Why are you laughing? Because I knocked my water over now?
Yeah, you're having issues.
I have issues you wouldn't believe. Ooh. So you have in front of you, you have... Two publications.
Yes, I do. This one.
Or published works, I should say.
Yes, it could be found. It was with Jack Hanfield, who is the originator of Chicken Soup for the Soul books. Mm-hmm. And this actually won me a Quilly Award in Hollywood in September.
Woohoo!
And this is Believe in Yourself. And around the holidays, everyone should start to believe in themselves as well as starting their new year investing in themselves. So this is also on my website. But this here is an extreme chakra cleansing for a supercharged life.
That's what I call eggnog.
That's not a half a cup.
Yeah, what happened?
Danny, there? Hold the books up on your camera so we can see them.
On my camera?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, let me take this.
There you go.
This is Marianne with The Road to Success and her DVD, which is called Extreme Chakra Cleansing for a Supercharged Life. And no, not my eggnog. Right there.
And with that DVD... Rich Chlanda, that's sitting here, did all the musical compositions for it.
I did.
Yes. And we're still alive today, so we didn't kill each other.
Yeah, you two didn't kill each other, did you?
No, we didn't.
And our chakras are cleansed.
And we have a supercharged life.
Wow. Well, that's, that, and then there's the back there. Marianne's on the front and the back, and she's on the cover of Road to Success with Jack Canfield.
That's amazing.
And how did all this come about?
How it all came about... It's a complete life change.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. I better drink some eggnog for that.
I don't think you have enough for that story. But anyway.
It's about to come out my nose.
I have my own healing center, as you know, in Cranford, New Jersey, called NeoZoe, a new life, through balanced living. And I had done a blog and an application and then landed up getting accepted through that and went through the whole process with writing the chapter of the book. And basically, I wrote about myself and what exactly my experience was. So if anybody wants to read that, they can pick up the book. But from there, once you start to believe in yourself, Danny, your whole life can change. You know that, right?
I do.
You can.
So you've been beating me in the head with for the last couple of years now.
I know. Are you believing in yourself?
I am.
I see you have your own tie on, too. I have to point that out. Yes. Yeah. See, I thought you could hit the rock on, and I thought
and it would light up.
Or play a drum.
Well, if you hit that, I'll light up. Like that, see?
Hey, Danny, you're ready lit up.
I need to drink. This is ridiculous.
Here, wait a minute.
Okay, intern.
Good catch. There we go. Beautiful. Perfect. I spilled the eggnog.
Security.
This reminds me of what do you call it? The comedian Dave Attell, who's like, who invented eggnog?
Now I know why I wore the white sweater, Danny.
Now
I know why. Murphy's like, Law.
This is alcohol abuse. I spilled it. This is the comedian Dave Attell, who's like, who came up with eggnog? They want to get drunk and have pancakes.
Oh, there you go. But you know what I'm starting to wonder?
What?
Am I making you nervous?
No.
Because you've almost knocked over your microphone. You almost knocked over the water, and now you did knock over the eggnog.
That's exactly what it is. Look at that. Let's get some batter here.
But that was because you said that
if
I hit the rock on,
pan?
You would light up.
That's right. See, and I got all lit up.
See, you did good.
No harm done.
There is no harm done.
Beautiful. No harm, no foul.
Oh,
it's on my tie, though. All right, so go ahead. Now that I've made a total mockery of our explanation here by spilling the eggnog.
That's okay.
So what happened?
You are making him nervous, I think.
I think I am making him nervous because I've never seen you dump this.
Now he's turning red. Look at him turn red now.
It's my shirt, Richie. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
I forgot what I was going to say. Except that this whole year has been an incredible year. And when you go through life changes, you make the best of them. You reinvent yourself, you try. But most of all, I'd like to thank you for really being a big part of this from last year. Richie had introduced me to you back in October of last year.
Yes.
And then we met, and then I was at my first Christmas Spectacular.
That's right.
This is my second one.
See?
Yeah, so it's all good.
Yeah, I didn't spill anything last year.
No, but I wasn't sitting right next to you last year.
Marianne wanted to sing Santa Baby.
You were sitting on my lap last year.
She wanted to sing Santa Baby again, but the whole
configuration.
Yeah, yeah.
I rehearsed it
in such a way you would have never forgotten it.
You rehearsed it in such a way?
Yeah. But you did say you had the round table.
I didn't rehearse with her.
Which way was that?
That's a solo rehearsal.
Is there something different? Whoa. So you've got this great DVD and this great book. Yes. Where can we get them?
You can get them right off my website at www.neoszoe. That's neoszoe.com. And from there, you can see even your Rock On Radio shows and other shows that we've done. And I'm very happy.
That you posted. And you actually mentioned me in the chapter there. In the chapter.
Not only in the chapter. I mentioned you on the back of the book.
The back of the book.
Yes. That's amazing. See?
And you're also mentioned in the DVD as well.
Wow, so, that's amazing.
Now, if only Canfield would call me and then set up a meeting.
Well, maybe we could arrange that.
Where I could further advance your career with my charismatic style of spilling things.
I love that, though. Just be you. But I think I make you nervous. I think that's
what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm afraid that you're going to break into song.
I promise I would never do that again to you.
Speaking of which, now you're also a vocalist.
Yes.
And you worked with Grammy award-winning producer Tony Camilla, who produced
Midnight Train to Georgia.
For Gladys Knight.
Yeah. The Pips. So you've got a lot of really good stuff going on, a lot of good stuff happening.
I'm very fortunate. I'm very lucky, and I'm in such gratitude for so many people that have really, you know, touched my life and really point me in the right direction and gave me a chance, and you're one of those people as well. So I'd like to thank you for that.
Oh, that's nice.
And Cal's here as well, because Cal did that also, so thank you so much. And Richie.
Oh, you're welcome.
You've been mentioned how many times? To say thank you.
It never hurts to keep mentioning me.
See? Rich likes that.
I like when that happens.
Rich, when are we going on tour, Rich?
2017.
Okay.
We'll get you on there. You're a great drummer and percussionist, Danny. You know that.
We'll go on tour. Take me somewhere close, like Ireland.
Like New Hope.
New Hope's across the bridge. I could walk there. Yes, Julia. I got a message from Julia. Yes, I did. I spilled my eggnog. Can you believe that? I cannot believe I wasted that eggnog. That's like gold. Thank you. She's enjoying our show very much.
Oh, thank you, Julia.
That's good. Thank you very much for tuning into the 8th Annual Rock on Radio Christmas Spectacular. In a quick recap so far tonight, we've had Santa Ray, we've had Soph, we've had Rick Winnow, we had Brian Hill, who had to go because he's got school tomorrow. I always like bringing the young artists on.
Yeah.
Give them a little exposure.
Great.
We have Marianne Costello and Richie Shalanda. Mm-hmm. We've had Paul Nelson of Johnny Winter's band call in. He's nominated for a Grammy once again this year for
That's
his
amazing.
Own tune. Yep. Badass Generation is the name of the disc. He had a new Christmas tune. We had a Christmas tune from Scott Evans. We have all kinds of things. So what I'm going to actually do right now is, Santa. Dee Dee mentioned us in a what do you call it here? Oh, look at that. What will go down at your Christmas party? I'm not even sure I want to look at that. No. I'm surprised Dee Dee's not with you, Santa, actually. But we have a phone, if you'd like to give us a call, 609-460-4673. That's 609-460-4673. Did you guys get enough to eat and drink yet?
Just a little bit.
I just spilled my...
They were going to have eggnog. Boom.
They were, but I spilled it all. Yeah, we were going to have eggnog, but I threw it all over Marianne.
That's funny, yeah.
And my tie. My rock on tie. See, what I was going to say when that happened was, you see, when you press that, I get lit up. But then I spilled
it. Then you spilled it.
I spilled the eggnog, so I can't get lit on that.
I had some of your chili before, like I said, and mm-hmm. It's magnificent chili.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, man.
That's the crock on chili.
I'm going to have some of that.
That's the Christmas chili. There are red and green hot peppers in that grown in my backyard.
Did I taste the mushrooms?
At the Jocko Productions ranch.
Oh.
At the ranch.
Are there mushrooms in there?
Yes, there are.
I never had chili with a mushroom before.
Well, you did now.
I know. It's fantastic. It really is.
There's mushrooms. There's chickpeas. There's garbanzo beans.
Yeah, man.
Or they're same as chickpeas.
amazing.
Rob's eating a bowl of chili
there.
There
he is.
We have the food courtesy of O'Connor's American Bar and Grill of Mount Holly.
Wow, that's great.
Yes.
I could not find those items that we discussed, Marianne.
No.
The gift certificate today.
Okay.
I did look. Mm-hmm. I did look and managed to uncover my Victrola, which you happen to see on Facebook
yes,
Live
I did.
If you saw that.
Well,
I actually have a 1910
I saw that
Victor,
on Facebook.
Victrola that was my was in my grandparents' garage for years when I was a kid.
Wow.
It had been in a fire and I managed to salvage it. And I didn't restore it. I basically just cleaned it up.
That's amazing.
It still works.
It's amazing.
I've got all the 78s. That is the original White Christmas by Bing Crosby.
I heard it today.
I'm actually, Richie, I'm doing something that's very, very neat at the end of January. PR rep reached out to me. Did you know that RCA Victor has a museum down in South Jersey?
No.
And Carmine, I always forget how he says his name. Carmine Apice, you know, played with Vanilla Fudge and Rod Stewart, and he's doing a gig there with, one of the guys from the 50s across the. I have to look it up right now as we speak. One of the big singers, Bobby Rydell.
Oh,
Bobby Rydell.
Okay.
And Bobby and he are doing a thing at the Victor. It's basically the Victor Vault. It's got all the music, all the records, all the things that came out of RCA Victor from the beginning of time.
Wow.
And it's kind of like it's not by invite only. I mean, there are tickets for sale, but there's very limited tickets for sale for it. And I've been asked to cover that.
That's fantastic.
So that's going to be, I'm very much looking forward to
that's
that.
Fantastic.
That's fantastic.
I sent the rep the pictures of my Victrola with the pictures of the Victor RCA Victor 78. She was like, oh my God, that's exactly what they, you know, that's amazing. So
that's totally fantastic.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to some. I'm big on that kind of history when it comes to those things. So, joining me right now at the moment is my co-host,
he's another one like Sophia. He has carte blanche with everything. Is Mr. Cal Schwartz.
Wow.
Hello, Cal. Hey.
I'm touched by that.
Cal, well, you know you are welcome anytime.
Well, thank you.
Anytime you want to sit down with me.
Thank you.
You are a writer. You are a radio and internet television YouTube personality for New Jersey Discovered.
Yes.
With our good friends.
I do Paranormal Adventures.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
We've been on them together.
Yes, we have.
Paranormal Investigations. Yes. I was actually there the other night.
Ah.
First time I've been back in quite a while.
Oh, okay. Did you go downstairs?
No, I actually went there. It was Jocko's birthday, so he wanted to go there for dinner.
Fran and I went there maybe like 4 months ago just to have pizza.
Oh.
And they all recognized me, and they ushered me into the basement.
Did they?
Which on air sounds very nefarious. but it wasn't nefarious. It was just they ushered me into the basement because that's where we had our paranormal experience.
We had a lot of paranormal experiences down there, and that building is just rife with energy, and it's not always very good energy. But if for those of you who think we're a little wacky because we're talking about ghosts or spirits, until you can sit in the total darkness and hear somebody's glasses go sliding across the floor,
correct,
or smell everybody in a room smells a certain scent.
Correct.
Where things get moved and spots get cold and all that fun stuff. Your son was actually physically...
He was rubbed by a ghost.
Yeah, so it's very strange. You know, it'll make a believer out of a lot of people. So it was...
And the funny thing is, I always like to tell people I'm from Missouri, which is the show me state, which I'm really not. I'm from Newark, New Jersey.
Close. Well, that's close.
But I need to be shown... anything in life to believe it. I have to experience. I'm a writer, so I can't write about something unless I live it and experience it. But we lived it, and we experienced it, especially those pictures.
Yes. Yes.
Is it Allison? Terry's, what was her name?
Kristen. Terry's mother or Terry's?
No, Kristen?
His wife.
Yes, Kristen.
Terry just actually... Talking to Mike there, Cal. You're missing me.
Okay.
There you go. Terry just actually had twins yesterday, him and his wife.
Oh, wow.
Kristen and Terry had twins.
Wow.
One boy, one girl.
Well, so I'll send him a little note myself.
Just on Friday, actually. Not yesterday, Friday the 16th.
Time flies, Danny.
I'm telling you.
I mean, really flies by.
My nephew's having kids. Does that make me a great uncle?
Oof.
Sort of.
Yeah. You are a great uncle anyway, period.
Wow, thank you very much. But we have, actually, we have joining us, how many is this for you now? I don't
know. Teen amount at this point.
we have a man coming.
I just want to point out that this building is haunted as well, Danny.
I know that.
This building is haunted.
Yes, I know.
Is that right?
Yes, there's at least two murders in and around this building.
Nice.
Can I hang around after we all... No.
You get to clean up at the end, Cal. So.
He will.
Wow.
He's got the Clorox cleanup and the brush for you ready out there.
Well, we are going live to the men's room.
That's right. Live from the toilet.
Live from the toilet. You were on the Rock on Radio.
At 21 Bridge Street in Lambertville.
Right.
Oh,
coming up to the microphone right now is... a gentleman that I met, oh, God, how many years ago now?
Probably about 8 years ago over at Now Row, which was...
Yeah, you know, Kathmandu.
Kathmandu.
That's right.
Through Lance. Not Lance, but...
Lance used to have his singer-songwriter night on Wednesdays.
Yeah, the showcase.
At Row Waterfront along the Delaware River in Trenton. Just we could row there if we had to. You know what I mean, Cal?
Yeah. By the way, that place, too.
What?
Which you just mentioned.
Uh-huh.
Hugely, I'm emphasizing the word hugely haunted. We'll talk about it later.
Yes, we will.
Yes, later. But we got
to. No problem.
So
Cal.
We okay.
Just stealing my time. That's
no,
all.
I'm not,
well, we met there and we had, a jam with you. I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And we became fast friends at that point.
Yeah, I was one of the first few guests back at the church.
We got a phone call.
Hand me the hamster.
We do.
Yes, sir.
Oh, we have a phone call. Hold on
oh,
there.
Boy.
Don't.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome to Rock on Radio. Who is this?
Hi, this is John.
Hello, John.
Hi, I was actually watching your show the first time, and I have a question for Marianne Costello.
Marianne Costello. Marianne, are you here? Oh, she's out in the hallway. She's enjoying the food and the booze, but how you came up with NeoZoe?
Well, the way it came up is I was actually very close with somebody who was very much a person of faith, explained to me what NeoZoe meant, which was new life, and then I went ahead and I used that name. I like the spelling. It worked very well. And I just really love the name, and I kept it, and it was been very near and dear to me. And the person who gave it to me also was near and dear, so I just kept that name.
And was it very pivotal moment that you named your company like that?
Yeah, it just came about, and I really, like I said, I liked the name. I liked everything about it, and so I kept the name.
Well, there you go. All right, John. You know what, John? John, do you have a pen? Do you have a pen and paper handy by any chance?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. I want you to email me your address to Rock On Radio 1460.
Okay.
At hotmail.com. Email me your address, and we'll get you out a copy of Marianne's DVD. How's that? Because you are the winner. We said the next caller. So there you go.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, John. Thank you for calling. And Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year, whatever.
Thank you.
Have some eggnog on me, John.
Kwanzaa. Don't forget Kwanzaa.
I forget Kwanzaa. There you go. All right. Thank you for calling in.
All right. We will be back. We're going to do a little self-promotion. Okay. Once again, this is the Rock On Radio Christmas Spectacular.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Hooray.